You're listening to Arrow FM 92.7 FM. I'm delighted to be speaking to a very special guest. It's Luke Buda, one of the frontmen of the iconic New Zealand band, the Phoenix Foundation. Hello, Luke.
Hi, Lucy. How are you going?
I'm good. It really is a thrill to have you with us at the station today. And thanks for taking the time, because I know you're at the busy period of your life right now, which we'll probably touch on a bit later on in the chat. But you've just released your new EP, Tom's Lunch, and it's only a year since the release of your fantastic double album Fandango, which was kind of April last year, wasn't it?
Yep.
So what prompted you to get underway with a new EP so quickly?
Well, there are many reasons. I mean, for one thing, you know, being a band in New Zealand, there's only so much touring you can do. I mean, I think these days we try and stick to basically one tour a year of New Zealand, maybe two, and a few summer festivals. And I suppose you just kind of want to keep busy, you know? You want to keep the you want to keep the flow on. You want to sort of feel like you're earning your, you know, right to call yourself a musician, I suppose. It's the way I feel about it anyway. I'm like, well, if I'm going to be a musician, I may as well be working on music a lot, despite the cliches surrounding musicians being a lazy bunch of stoners who play PlayStation. That's not, you know, we're just basically almost immediately after Fandango, after the tour, we did go to the UK and Europe as well, but again, that was about 4 weeks. So ultimately, once an album is finished, there, in a way, there's not really any excuse to just not get right back into it.
Right, and you've got a new drummer as well, so it's a nice time to take him out on the road.
Yeah, it is. Well, he joined the band sort of halfway through the Fandango sessions, but the thing was that Fandango was very much a studio construct album. As we were all living in sort of different towns, and it was just a very haphazard sort of a way of recording. So he was not particularly involved in the. He just kind of came in right at the end and did the drums, put the drums over all the tracks that we had been building over drum machine beds, right? And so he has been on tour with us, and then throughout the tour we kind of clicked even more with him. And he definitely brought a new and fresh energy to the band. I mean, the band's been going for a long time, so in some ways, getting a new member, sort of fifth album in, was quite good, really, because it's someone who's got a new excitement for the band and all that. Maybe that's the good thing about being in a group, right? You see, some people feel jaded, but yeah. Someone else feels excited, and that pulls you through. So he's brought a very new and vital energy to the band, and we just kind of wanted to crack on. And you know, Fandango, 15 months we worked on that beast, 15 months. It's an 80 minute long double album. The songs are quite long on it also, and it was sort of a bit of a draining epic in some ways. And so, you know, couple that with just wanting to kind of maybe try some new directions or a bit of a fresh vibe, we just did an EP because it was quick and it was kind of like, well, let's just get it out there, yeah. And get a little bit of sort of momentum back, you know?
I've had enough.
starts at a cracking pace. I mean, it's like being slapped in the face, isn't it, that first track? Bob, I'm always going to get it right, Bob Lennon, yep. John Dylan. Oh, it's just a classic.
Hopefully it's a nice, you know, kind of reflect, though.
Oh, absolutely. No, I was just comparing it to Fandango, which is moody and, as you say, that epic, and then it's a real fresh bang, and you're straight into the new EP, and I think it's a terrific EP. It certainly stands up to several listens all in a row,
good.
I can tell you that.
Good. Well, that was the whole idea, basically, was to do something that, you know, Fandango, I mean, the first track, it takes about a minute and a half before it comes in. And I mean, I like that, don't you get me wrong. I like to have a listen to, you know, a real sort of a deep kind of an album, say in the evening when I'm folding laundry, for example. You know, put on something like that, which is a full immersive listening experience. Some of those tracks are now favourite tracks of the band to play live. I mean, Sideways Glance especially is just turning into a live favourite, because, you know, we can work our way into it, and it's more of a ambitious musical journey. I'm glad to hear that that's the reaction that you got from the EP, was that it was just like a bracing, you know, like a jump into a cold river, I suppose.
So busy in your own rights as well. Are you progressing any solo work at the moment?
Yeah, I am. I'm working with a new band, actually. Oh. Which I'm very, very excited about, which has come through from the fact that we did auditions for a new drummer, and that was an amazing musical exercise, really, because it just showed you, you know, we played the same five Phoenix songs with about seven drummers.
Yep.
We sounded like a different band every single time.
So that's incredible, isn't it?
And that's how much a drummer brings to it. And there was one drummer who, when he first told me that he wanted to audition, I think I laughed at him. I was like, whatever, as if you want. And he said, oh, no. I think, you know, I've been thinking about how to challenge myself and do something that would be quite unexpected. And I think joining a, you know, a pop group would be, and his name is Anthony Donaldson. And he has he's been around a long time. He used to be in the Front Lawn. And he's been in many experimental jazz improv bands around the place. And he was the guy who made the band sound the most like a completely different band. Mm. And I very much enjoyed the audition. So I basically asked him to start a band. He's into it. And For him, it's his straight pop group. For me, it's my more experimental group, and we meet somewhere in the middle. And also David Long from the Muttonbirds has joined the band, and Tom from Phoenix Foundation is on bass. So I'm pretty excited about that, actually. I think we're called Teeth.
Teeth, right.
So I'd say that we'll be touring by the end of the year. And, yeah, that's an exciting thing. And I've got a few solo things that I'm slowly chipping away on. Sam has just about finished a solo album, which I think should be out shortly, which I have a copy of and I can say is totally awesome.
Great.
Almost a bit grungy. Conrad has just released an album of, in my opinion, quite incredible instrumental pieces. That's called Space World, and I think it's only available on the internet, but all you need to do is look on the Phoenix Facebook page and you'll find links to Conrad's, or on our Tumblr, you'll find links to Conrad's album. Will has just about finished a solo album. I think he's just mixed it with Moo from Fat Freddy. So, yeah, I mean, we're all, we're all musicians, and we, you know, driven to do it, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much financial reward, and it's getting smaller seemingly by the day. So, you know, we're just driven to make music.
Now, look, an interview wouldn't be an interview about Tom's Lunch without talking about that photograph on the cover, because it's pretty gruesome. It's a slab of gelatinous, looks like pate stroke terrine, on a bed of rice in these awful 1980s kind of colour palette. And it was somebody's lunch. It was Tom's lunch.
Yes, it was. And I can tell you, having tried it, that it was actually a thoroughly delicious lentil dal. That basically what happened was, it was in his lunchbox, and he took it out of his lunchbox, and it had been in the fridge, and it had solidified into, yes, what basically looks like, calves' feet in what's it called, aspic, or something
right.
like that. It totally looks like a hilarious 70s or, 80s disgusting cookbook. And basically Sam took a photo on his iPhone. And that's the bar at the car club, which is our practice room.
Yep.
Which is just that heinous 80s color. And, I don't know, something about it, I just went, oh my God, that is an album cover. What is it? And Sam went, it's Tom's Lunch. And I was like, Tom's Lunch. yes. It's all coming together now.
Oh, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, basically. But I can tell you that food was quite delicious.